Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes. Yeah, we'll provide you with the information from the latest medical stories, medical news, interpreted for you so you can act on it if you want to. And we hope you do want to, because that's the way you will, in fact, stay well. Our email for today, if you want to email us, udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com. Our phone and call in, 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. At the bottom of the hour, our guest will be Bud Mkhitaryan, who really has written about recovery from addiction. Secrets from the Anonymous People, his book, Many Faces, One Voice, is really the follow-up to the director of the award-winning documentary, The Anonymous People, about addiction and recovery and the joy of recovery, the triumph of recovery, celebrating recovery. With 84, I think it's 84 interviews, I didn't read them all, it was from 110 hours of interviews with celebrities, politicians, recovery leaders, and advocates, as well as these stories of people who have just plain recovered. The stories, brutally honest and often breathtaking, confront the paradox of anonymity and reveal the hope and power of recovery. And that's what we'll have at the bottom of the hour. And nothing can be probably as important as that with 23 million people successfully in recovery, but another 22 million addicted to something right at this time. So that's more than 10% of our population are dramatically affected by this directly. And if you include all the family members, virtually everyone in the United States is affected by it. We're going to talk about the top news stories of the week, mammography, from 45 to 54 every year, then every 2 years to 65. Why stop at 65? It's bad policy of rationing, in my humble opinion, but we'll get to that. So will we talk about Mediterranean diet, saving your brain. That's probably the most important study of the week, a study showing that the Mediterranean diet changed the outcome of people and led to a much lower risk of brain dysfunction as we get older. So Mediterranean diet saves your brain. Here's how to do it. And that goes with the fats and carbs you don't need to fear and the fats and carbs you do need to fear. Saturated fat, yeah, we'll come to that in the second hour in a special with Gary Ginsberg. So Gary Ginsberg, the Connecticut, I think he's the Connecticut Environmental Protection Czar. I don't know what his full title is in Connecticut. But in fact, he has responsibility for helping Connecticut citizens avoid environmental problems and toxins in their work and home environment. Gary Ginsberg will be talking to us about the new study about to come out on meat and its relationship to cancer. You'll want to hear what he says. He's also going to talk about other things. That's at 4:17 and 6:17 on the live shows. And whenever you want it, it's in the second hour. We have 2 hours of the show, a 3 to 4 East Coast time, if you will, first hour, and the second hour is 4 to 5 East Coast time. Many stations carry only 1 hour or the other hour, but you can get anything when you're out of your own network, out of your local radio station at RadioMD.com, and you can get it archived usually by the next day or even that evening at RadioMD.com. So the story, in fact, is the next story is a big one, is the Merrill Lynch released their data on what people want in retirement, and it turns out generosity in time, not just dollars, is a key measure of people's success in retirement. Today's retirees are three times, and this is really remarkable data, and I'm going to pull up the exact figures and tell you about them as we go through it, but the people are three times more likely to be happy if they were generous to others than if they just bought things for themselves. That is, that's what brought them happiness. And we'll tell you all of the data from the study that I can share. It's a remarkable study by Merrill Lynch looking at the retired population. We're also going to give a story, another age story, about rifampicin and mTOR activation. Rifampicin blocks mTOR, which is a receptor in your cells, and by blocking it, it lets the animal models of this live about, I think it is 50% longer. It's as good as calorie restriction. Without calorie restriction, it's just a drug. It's already approved as a transplant drug for kidney suppressing immune system and kidney disease, but it has the other side effect, if you will, and the if you will, one of the other components of that is that weightlifting stimulates mTOR if done to excess. So it's a point of what's the goal of doing this, and where should you be? So this is the where you should be, and it is moderate amounts of weightlifting. We'll come back to that story. 'Tis the season for crockpots, but first make sure yours is safe. What does that mean? We'll come back to that as well, and we'll cover the jolt from peanut butter. Caffeine is in water. That's a good thing, I think. In coffee, obviously, I like that. 88% of us are fast caffeine metabolizers. If you're a fast metabolizer, coffee decreases a number of disease processes. Well, now we're seeing caffeine added to peanut butter. Good thing? What do you want your kids to have? Obesity, low activity levels adversely affect asthma impact, and climb in, tune in, a renaissance for sensory deprivation. Tanks, should you go in the tanks, or should you tank the tanks and not do it? We'll talk about that. Then, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about addiction to drugs, alcohol, the guest segment with Bud Mkhitaryan. The key is the book is called Many Faces, One Voice. We're then going to talk about, at the bottom of the hour, in the name of sex, eat veggies and watermelon and beets. We always had that beet story the last week or the week before. Well, now we're going to talk about why this is again, and the Real Age tip of the week has that one. You'd be interested to know, where are people most generous in the world? The United States is number one, tied with Miramar. Canada is number 3, Ireland 4, New Zealand 5, Australia 6, Malaysia 7, United Kingdom 8, Sri Lanka 9, Trinidad and Tobago 10. What happened to the rest of Europe? It's missing. So we'll find out what that means, but it really means there's an $8 trillion longevity bonus coming up. That is because of the time people donate and the money they donate, that the retireds give back so much. So this is a Merrill Lynch survey of 3,694 adults from all walks of life and socioeconomic strata to deepen their understanding of what it is, and it was done by AgeWave. It turns out the percent of total hours volunteered by the elderly, 45% of retireds donated. And they give 42% of money, although they're only 31% of the population. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's naturopathic programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's naturopathic programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health. Because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and obviously we have a great, great set of shows lined up for you today and stories lined up for you to talk about, and you're welcome to talk with us, 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. 7800 or on the email line at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com. Which of the following brings you greater happiness in retirement? Spending money on yourself or helping people in need? 24% said spending money on myself. These are the retirees in this age wave study. 76% said helping people in need. When asked to define what success was in retirement, it was being generous, 85%, to being wealthy, 15%. The top motivations of why retirees give or volunteer, 54% of it is gratitude, and 3% is guilt, 18 times as much gratitude as guilt. And that's from the virtues of aging, if you will. This study is remarkable in that it finds that we are much more happy in retirement than we thought. I suppose that's also going to be true when we talk to Greg Williams and Bud, and I can't pronounce his name, and I apologize, Mkhitaryan, Many Faces, One Voice, Secrets from the Anonymous People. This is Rejoicing in Recovery, and I think when you find out that they're going to feel much better about being generous and helping others than they are about individual successes or monetary goals. We also have a number of top stories, and I want to get to one of those at least before we get to interview Greg and Bud. And that's the story we've started on generosity as success. But now I want to talk about the story about the mTOR, rifampicin and mTOR activation. mTOR is a receptor on your cells that has some specific effects, and it was found that giving rifampicin inhibits that receptor, and because of that, it lets the animals that it is tried in live about twice as long. So rocking rifampicin is thought of as a good thing. But one of the things that was found this week in a study was that if you do 2 hours of weightlifting in a row, there aren't many people who do 2 hours of weightlifting in a row, but if you're in that group that does it, that stimulates mTOR, activates mTOR, and shortens lifespan. And it goes along with Arnold Schwarzenegger's famous phrase, he doesn't know of anyone, any athlete who hasn't given up their body for their sport. That's true whether it's squash or tennis or weightlifting or anything else. If you do it to excess and are doing something physical to excess, you're probably overdoing it and causing use injuries. I was asked why the NFL has so much money left in their retirement pool, and as I understand it, the NFL retirement pool or the retirement funds for the NFL doesn't kick in till age 57, and after you've had to have played 5 years and made it to age 57. Well, apparently there aren't many NFL players who successfully do that, so the NFL retirement pool is not getting depleted as fast as predicted. That is, it isn't paying out as much money, not because it's illegal, but because the NFL players are dying of other problems before they get to collect of their retirement. We have only a short time now before the break with Greg Williams, where we get to talk to Greg Williams and Bud Mkhitaryan. Mkhitaryan, I hope I'm not killing that name too bad, but it's a wonderful book. Many Faces, One Voice, Secrets from the Anonymous People. We're going to ask why he named it in Secrets from the Anonymous People, I know, and you will too, but it is really a remarkable book and remarkable stories. We'll learn about his favorite story, which is about Andre Johnson and about Andre's mentor, Calvin Trent, and what they've done for Detroit, as well as the process of recovery and the joy of recovery. One of the other stories this week is something so weird that I couldn't resist talking about it is this climb in, tune in, a renaissance for sensory deprivation tanks. I don't know how many of you know it, but I didn't know anything about these tanks before we started looking at the story on them. But the renaissance, these tanks are essentially, as far as I can find it, they're essentially like caskets, but you float in them with saline. They're saline and they have a lot of Epsom salts. I'll try and find you exactly. Here's what it says. The tanks often look like large coffins and are filled with 10 inches water and about 1,000 pounds of dissolved Epsom salts, a mixture that makes customers bob like corks in a wine glass. Clients lie for an hour or night, usually naked. No one gets wrinkly. The salt turns the hair and skin to butter. An hour-long session lasts anywhere from $30 to $100, and proprietors urge customers to return as often as possible. The practice was once billed as a path towards enlightenment and even hallucinations for those who took off on the creative furor. Developed in 1954 by a neuroscientist named John C. Lilly, float tanks took off in the 1970s, bolstered by claims that they could stretch artistic, spiritual, and even athletic boundaries. And this pastime is drawing new converts who claim the practice can help alleviate depression, anxiety, addiction, jet lag, muscle tension, almost anything. But its return is also garnering critics who complain of the moldy facilities, exaggerated health claims, and that sweaty sock stench that seems to plague the interiors of many tanks. Says one Seattle floater, Annie D., it really felt like I was lying in a sewer. Yuck, posted another on Yelp, who used the chamber in New York and wrote that she couldn't stand the mustiness after about 15 minutes, so left early. Well, you lie in there, there's sensory deprivation, you literally, it's so quiet in there that you hear your eyelids close, and apparently they've looked at 500 people, and they seem to enjoy it. So I don't see any data. There's 300 of these locations called float studios in the United States, up from 85 in 2011, centers in Brooklyn, Los Angeles, but also in Beaver Creek, Ohio, and Manhattan, Kansas. Most tanks are cleaned with the aid of a series of filters, but regulation is sporadic. They caution. And the six-tank floating center in Portland is cleaned well, but he says it's the Wild West. There aren't any regulations. In any case, it is flotation location if you want to find one and see what they're like in your own sphere. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Bud Mkhitaryan and Greg Williams. Greg is the author of the award-winning documentary, The Anonymous People. Bud is the author of the book, Many Faces, One Voice. It's a really powerful book that you can read these stories through. If anyone is touched in your life, and almost all of us have someone, this is a great book. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? Because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a powerful, passionate show that helps you to take control of your genes by giving you the information you need. Perhaps the most important problem in the United States now is addiction. That is about, I guess it's over 7%, 22 million of everyone in the United States now is suffering from an addiction. And another 23 million are celebrating recovery currently. So that's a large number of people are affected by this disease. And written, and there's obviously a very powerful film about it called The Anonymous People, a documentary by Greg Williams, who's on the line with us today. But more importantly is Bud Mkhitaryan, who wrote the book Many Faces, One Voice, taking literally all of the stories that didn't make it as well as those that did make it, not because the stories weren't good enough, but because there were too many stories to fit in 88 minutes of documentary. And so this is the book that is literally a transcript. And I guess, Bud, it's a wonderfully fascinating book because how powerful it is and how celebratory it is. I guess the two stories, the two ideas I want to get across are How much editing did you do of the transcripts?
Oh, wow. I'm so pleased to hear. Yes, hi. Do you hear me?
This is Greg.
Hello?
You know, Bud
Dr. Mike?
Took the raw.
Hello, I hear you fine. Dr. Mike?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are we losing you?
No, I'm here. I hear you. I hear you swell.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little more about the book. It is a must-read companion to The Anonymous People. It's the collection of insights illuminated by the various vibrant and various faces and voices of recovery. And it takes the reader along a journey of individual growth and potentially change. It's a vital record and testimony of the people who come out of the shadows. And why do we call it shadows? Because most people go in only saying their first name. They're anonymous people. But in fact, they're real people, and this is their revelations of some of those who wanted to reveal it. And you can see their pictures on the front of the book and their smiles on that as they talk about their recovery and their purpose in this. So I don't know whether I've got Bud or Greg on. They're both
Hello,
there.
Dr. Mike.
Hi, Dr. Mike.
So that sounds like Bud. Bud,
yep.
I read where you said that the most powerful stories you had, or the ones you thought were most powerful to you, were Andre Johnson, who is a big figure in Detroit, and his mentor, Calvin Trent. Do you want to tell us about that story?
Sure. Can I first say that I am just, it's just an honor to be on your program, Dr. Mike. Right off the bat, I got to applaud you and your colleague, Dr.
I don't know whether it's engineering problems or phone problems.
You're not hearing me?
But I'm going to tell you. So the story of what? I'm not hearing him at all. Is there any way of linking him to me? I can't hear him.
Sure. I was trying to say that I was trying to I was applauding Dr. Mike and his
I'm not getting anything. So can you try and get that? Is there another way I can hear? We can connect, because I can't ask them questions if I can't hear them. I can't hear anything.
This is Bud. This is Bud. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Come in, Dr. Mike. Come in, Dr. Mike.
Okay, so this is Dr. Royce, and I'm sorry I can't hear their answers. We have an engineering problem, but I'm going to keep talking. So, Alvin Johnson is, and I don't know what you've heard about him, so I apologize, but he is in the Detroit Recovery Project on the east side of Detroit. His building is one of the two large recovery drop-off centers he runs in Detroit. This one on 6 Mile Road, 2 miles south of Eminem's famous 8 Mile, is just off the noisy Chrysler Freeway and in the middle of one of the city's highest concentrations of addiction. It was raining that day, and beside the traffic noise, there was a constant spat of raindrops outside the office window. These intrusive sounds were going to make it impossible to record a clean audio track for Greg's interview with Andre. So Greg was the interviewer, and Bud was the sound man, if you will. I was feeling rather cranky. Then Andre walked in and greeted us. Talk about a shining light. You know, when Andre Johnson has entered your space, he fills a room. First, with his physical presence, he's a large, strong-looking man with a spotlight smile and a splendid sheaf of long dreadlocks, which he wears neatly tied back. Even more striking, though, is the positive energy that radiates from him, dissipating any negativity in the room and seemingly all unwanted distractions. Outside, as if on cue, the sun broke through, the rain stopped, and incredibly the roar of passing trucks subsided. So did my crankiness. I happily shook Andre's hands and mic'd him up. I suspect the glow of light Andre Johnson brings to any situation has been one of the key ingredients to his success, all the more impressive when you consider the darkness from which he emerged 24 years ago. And then Greg asks, if you don't mind, and to get a little personal, tell us about your journey that led you to where you are today. Andre answers, my journey of recovery started right here in the city of Detroit. I was 18 years old. I entered a drug treatment program with my ass in my hands asking, what can I do? I was a high school dropout. I was a parolee. I committed a crime. I was a fugitive and on the run because I ran off with three different dope man's drugs that I was supposed to have been distributing and selling. So I ran into a drug treatment center trying to escape the streets of Detroit for fear of harm or possibly death. I found people who were passionate, people who spent a lot of time and energy to say, let me help this boy find recovery. At first, I say, after 30 days of treatment, I'll just smoke a little weed and drink a little alcohol and leave the crack cocaine alone. But after 30 days turned into 60 days, I started to feel something. I started to feel good about myself. I started to feel worthy. My self-esteem started to build. My skin started to change. People started complimenting me. People were loving me. Greg, I had a group of people say, we're going to love you until you learn how to love yourself. Eventually, I continued to stay clean. I continued to be committed to recovery community. So when I entered and ran into that drug treatment center, I found recovery. How did you maintain your recovery? Greg asks. Andre, I started doing service work. I had a mentor, Alan Bray, who was the CEO of that treatment program. He spent a lot of time talking to me. I spent 120 days in drug treatment. I spent 2 years in a transition house, and I went back to school, got my GED, went to Morehouse College, the historic black university in Atlanta, Georgia, and with completion of a bachelor's degree in psychology, I returned to Detroit. I had 10 years of recovery and was committed to continuously working in this field. At that time, I got hired by my next mentor, Dr. Calvin Trent. Dr. Trent is a clinical psychologist, so I'm continually getting treatment from him. That's how powerful the stories are in this book, Many Faces, One Voice. I'm sorry our guests we've had trouble connecting with our guests, but we'll get them back. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
I'm here to tell you that Shelton's chickens and turkeys don't do drugs. Now, what does that mean? They're raised without the use of antibiotics or artificial growth stimulants. They're even allowed to walk around in the open space and sunshine, free to scratch at the ground and peck away at whatever takes their fancy. All of Shelton's natural poultry products are made with the finest natural ingredients available. They use no preservatives, flavor enhancers, modified starches, animal protein, or any artificial ingredients. In fact, their ingredient list reads more like home recipes instead of chemistry textbooks. From premium whole turkeys and chickens to chicken breasts and thighs, ground turkey, uncured chicken, Frank's canned chicken and chili, turkey burgers and meatballs, and the absolute best turkey jerky and sticks on the planet, Shelton's is your go-to poultry brand. If you want certified organic, you can have that too. Look for the Shelton's brand in your natural markets, or to search for one near you, go to Shelton's.com. Shelton's premium poultry is so good, your family will taste the healthy difference.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, M.D.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and I'm hurrying this half, this 10-minute period, because we have Bud Mkhitaryan with us, Many Faces, One Voice, as the follow-up to the award-winning documentary, The Anonymous People, and you only heard me record part of it because of our phone snafu in the first half hour, first 10-minute segment of this half hour. So I want to give Bud a chance because this is such a powerful book. So, Bud, what was the premise of the book? Tell us about how the book was derived and why you did it.
I'd be happy to. Can I just say, first of all, it's an honor to be on your program, Dr. Mike. And I could say right off the bat that I have to applaud you and your colleague, Dr. Oz, by the way, for bringing this important issue to the public through your radio and television programs, because there's such power in your storytelling, and it's great work that you do. And that's what this book and that's what the film was all about, was telling stories.
Thank you, but the stories of the book are more powerful than anything we could tell, so thank you, and keep going.
Sure. The way it all began was Greg Williams came to my brother and I, who are documentary filmmakers of long standing, and asked if we would help him make a film about addiction and recovery. And Craig and I kind of looked at each other and said, who wants to see a film about addiction? And then Greg started telling us the stories. And they were so compelling, they were making the hairs on the back of our neck stand up. So we agreed to set out. We hopped into Greg's Honda Pilot and loaded it with a half a ton of film equipment and a box of granola bars and a case of water, and we set out on a journey that took us almost 2 years, and we covered 10,000 miles through 20 states, seeking out the stories of recovery. And one was more powerful than next, and it began to build as the recovery community began to hear about the fact that there was this threesome led by Greg Williams, going out into the world and and getting people to tell their stories about recovery, it's like the recovery community was like a beehive. You know, when a single bee comes back to a hive, almost instantaneously the whole hive gets the communication. This is what the same thing happened out on the road. We were propelled from one story to the next, given leads, and before you know it, we had 120 hours of recorded stories and meetings and events that we shot. And Greg and his talented film editor, Jeff Riley, boiled that all down to 88 minutes. And you can imagine.
That must be just, I can't imagine how tough it is to do that much editing.
I know. That's one of the hardest parts about this business. You got to, you know, they say you have to kill your children, and that sort of cruel hyperbole means that there were so many stories that had to, that found their way to the cutting room floor. And as Greg and my brother and I and Jeff Riley sat around the edit room one day looking at the first rough cut, we were all rueing the fact that we couldn't put one story or another in the film because there just wasn't time for it. And so I turned to Greg and I said, I'd love to write a book about this just for the sense of having a kind of a historical record of these stories that people told. And there were so many famous individuals and not so famous individuals, and some unknown but extraordinary individuals who contributed to this. And I thought that having a record of this would be a very valuable thing, because when the anonymous people came out in 2013, that was sort of that was at the end of a continuum of the modern advocacy movement, and a lot had gone before this, starting from way back. But you can pinpoint maybe Marty Mann going out, who was the a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and she had the imprimatur of Dr. Bill and Bill W. And she went out to preach the idea that addiction was a disease, and people had never thought of it that way. But all through the decades, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, there was an advocacy movement going on, but it had its ups and downs. And then the anonymous people came along, and I think it really, Greg would never say this because he's too modest, but the anonymous people really energized and galvanized the movement to the point where now more and more people are coming out and telling
their
story.
Now, you're talking in the book, you talk a lot about what I would call the joy of recovery, the feeling of worth that people who recover feel and pass on in this book. So I want to. It's a feeling of happiness, of success, of these stories. Is that correct?
Well, that is so true. I mean, that is what really inspired me to continue with the book. It first started out to be just kind of a record of the making of the film, but as I began to pour over the transcripts and of all the conversations that Greg had with our 100 or so people that we talked to, they all had, and thereby the title of the book, Many Faces. There were so many people, but they all had like one message ultimately when it came down to it, that recovery is real. Recovery works. And people don't understand that. You know, it is a joyful, celebratory, I heard you use the word celebratory earlier. It is a celebratory life. I mean, addiction is the dark side, but you come out of the addiction into recovery, and your whole life changes. And I'm here to tell you that you're a better person for it. And I wanted to originally say that I was going to call this book "Addicts Can Change the World" until I decided that "addicts" was not the correct word to use, but the spirit is there. People can change the world who are in recovery, because they have seen a light and have the ability to connect with other people in ways that many of us have lost.
Well, I want to tell people there's some great stories in this book. One by former Miss USA Tara Conner, the one by Lori Du. I found the female stories even more powerful than the male, and I don't know why I did that, but this is a book called Many Faces, One Voice. Many Faces, One Voice by Bud Mkhitaryan. Bud, thank you very much for coming on the show and being so great. More importantly, thank you for sharing this book and these stories with us. I found them very powerful. So whether it is anonymous people or not, Many Faces, One Voice, it's a powerful book. Get it. Thanks very much.